Welcome to the Minimum Viable Podcast, a project of the Defense Entrepreneurs Forum. Our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower people in order to promote a culture of innovation in the U.S. national security community. You can learn more about DEF and get involved at DEF.org. That's DEF.org. We look forward to your ideas and are excited to connect you with other doers working on hard problems.
Welcome to another weekly wrap-up episode on this fine Wednesday, the 29th of July. I'm your host, Mike Madrid.
And I'm your co-host, Mike Pakoda.
And we're here to deliver you a wrap-up of what's going on around the Defense Entrepreneurs Forum over the past week. You know, Mike, I've come to really enjoy this each week, and I just look forward to seeing you every Wednesday. So before we kick off, I want to catch up with you. Because on the show a few weeks ago, we talked about how you were bringing home a new pet that very day, a rabbit for your daughter. So I'm curious, how has the rabbit been and what your daughter named it?
We did. And thanks for asking, man. But yeah, so we are giant nerds in this family. So she named it Gizmo, which is just fitting. But it's doing well. I really have enjoyed it. It's the most unique pet I've ever owned before, besides a traditional cat and dog. And yeah, it's integrating well. And it's easy enough, a four-year-old can help take care of it. So, key factor. And yeah, we're doing great.
That's great. I do love that name. When I was a kid, I babysat pets for a neighbor, and one of those was a cat named Gizmo. So, I believe it's a great name. All right, well, we'll kick off. And as we do, I'd like to welcome new members to the community. It's a long list, but I love to extend these people a warm welcome. And for those listening, you may recognize one of these names, or you may feel inspired to invite a friend of yours to DEF. So let me extend a warm welcome to Alan Apple, Jason Terse, Samantha Hiller, Drew Trojanowski, Robert Herod, Linda Lowry, Mark Bolly, Matthew Johnson, Kurt Parkinson, Sarah Von Dalen, Lee Gimple, Patrick Collins, Quinn Skinner, Ronaldo Trevino, Brandon Tripp, Frank Huang, Troy Messler, Wesley Chu, Neil Cerebriani, Daniel Ibarra, Roderick Kelly, Casey Loving, Parag Thacker, Lindsay Ellsworth, Marco Mezavia, Annie Ifon, Alexis Sellers, Jamie Means. All these people joined in the last week since our last Wednesday roundup. So I want to welcome you all. And as always, I'm sure that I mispronounced some, if not many, of those names. So I appreciate your forgiveness as I do my best to welcome you to the community. And just really excited to see people joining from all over, from all backgrounds and from all geographic areas, and really excited to see you all in the community. You know, that reminds me on the caveat of mispronunciation, there's this new LinkedIn feature I've been seeing, Mike, that you can record an audio file of saying your name with a correct pronunciation. And it will display on your profile on LinkedIn. There's a little speaker symbol next to your name and people can play it and hear how to pronounce your name correctly. Have you been seeing that on LinkedIn?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it several times leading up to getting it into this conversation. So no, I haven't actually seen it for myself. I can't wait to look into it, but it's not half a bad idea to integrate that in with our introductions channel. As somebody joins the DEF community, copy and paste it from LinkedIn, throw it in there, and let people know how you officially want to be greeted.
Yeah, right on. You're right. We keep meaning to bring it up on the show, and I keep forgetting each week. All right, let's go to our next segment. I love to spotlight a volunteer each week as well and thank them for volunteering at DEF. And this Wednesday, I actually have three volunteers to spotlight, and that's because they are our interns from William & Mary. So DEF has a partnership with William & Mary, their e-internship program, where students can volunteer at DEF as part of an internship over the academic year, or in this case, over the summer. So we've had three amazing students, Katarina Viella, Ansh Patel, and Laura Toland. Kat is originally from Miami, Florida. She's a rising sophomore at William & Mary, majoring in international relations and minoring in French. And she's also the social chair for the Orchestis Modern Dance Company there in Williamsburg. She has been working on our community team, supporting Agora activities and virtual events, of which we have been having tons of virtual events. Ansh is originally from Richmond, Virginia. He is a rising junior at William & Mary, majoring in international relations and finance. And as a fun fact, he's fluent in Gujarati, Hindi, Spanish, and Python. which is absolutely a language. He has been working to support both our finance team and our Firestarter Fellowship. And third is Laura. Laura's originally from Millbrook, New York. She's a rising senior at William & Mary, majoring in government and global studies with a concentration in European studies. And to that point, she has studied abroad in France and Italy, which I'm super jealous. She has been working on our Hopper team, supporting the latest project for the Defense Innovation Board on the Workforce Now initiative, which I know we've talked about on the show multiple times over the last couple of weeks. So these three have been interning with us for the past several months over the summer. Their internship wraps up soon as they start the academic year, but they will always be part of the DEF tribe. And I am just supremely grateful for their effort and their involvement. As we say on the show each week, we are always recruiting for passionate volunteers since this is an all-volunteer organization. So if you're interested in stepping up, then head over to def.org/join. All right. Thank you, Mike. Over to you for your roundup of news from around DEF.
Awesome. So, you know, Mike, that brings up a good point that each week we go over certain topics. It just hit me that, you know, maybe we go over something this week that you hear about. We're not going to go in great length. You can always hear previous sessions over in Spotify, thanks to Jer. But news from around DEF. So this is all compiled from information I find from our DEF Slack. So if anybody ever sees anything throughout the week they specifically want highlighted, you go ahead and give us a comment out in the feedback channel. But so far from news, there's a lot going on this week. Out in events, Human Intelligence has a live webcast that they do every Monday around 10. It's amazing to see that the cast that they bring on and the live people that host that chat. So give that a shout out. There's also been a live event for the Air Force covering crypto analysis. That seems to be a fascinating topic, and that was out in the events channel. AFRL and DIU are holding an event to release the new report of the state of space industrial base for 2020. There also is a link to the NASA Entrepreneurs Challenge. So given what we do, who we are, that probably has a lot of basis for a lot of people here. So check that out. AFWorks has a live showcase that we've been doing for the last 2 days. I say we because I was participating. I'm not actually part of AFWorks. But it's really been great to see everybody come together in a digital infrastructure. On July 30th, there's a launch event hosted by the Planetary Society for Space and Humanity. And that's going to be on the Advanced Mars Rover that's going up. So I've always loved that. I can't wait to see it. NASA SBIR program has also been putting on a virtual conference on the 20th and the 22nd for different innovation and opportunities going on there. There's an interesting article on the AI-based weapons and detection platform going on for Thursday. Once again, all of this was summarized out in the events channel. So out in influence operations, there was a really good link about disinformation campaigns and the lessons learned during the pandemic. Encourage everyone to go take a look at that. Jobs channel. So jobs right now, we're in an interesting time in our community, interesting time in our country. And this week there is a ton of information for jobs. So hop on there. We have positions with cybersecurity, stack developing, systems engineers, technical recruiters, sales, software engineer, program analyst. And there was a shout out to a particular job for cultural design engineer. That advertisement is with Gapping the Void Cultural Design Group. And it just looks kind of cool. I think you yourself highlighted it along with Jer. So check those out. It seems like there's a bunch of opportunities right now. And if anybody knows anyone impacted by COVID or anything going on, encourage them to join Jeff or join DEF. And jump over to jobs. Out in opportunities for help, the Moon Society is launching a $1,000 cash prize for the best design of near-term lunar settlement using near and future technologies. Out in random, DOD's Missile Defense Agency has really had a hard time, and it seems like they haven't been able to keep up with their scheduling. So that has some impacts, and there's a great article out there in random. For startups and investors, there's been some great stuff going on with SBIR guides. There's also a link to the defense industrial base and the next iteration of defense technologies. That's an area I have some interest in. It's great to see that they're highlighting the overlap between where we need to go currently and the industrial base that we need to support. Out in Space Force, apparently there's thousands more satellites that are going to be launching and are scheduled. And it's an interesting article talking about, can we keep up? And then finally, out in COVID-19, there's a great topic on how to reopen schools, some Q&A with Rand. The last little bit of this thing, directly following our broadcast today, we always hold a virtual happy half hour. So jump from this into that. You can always find it in our general channel. And then lastly, I like to take a segment and look at the channel of the week. Throughout our conversations, Mike, I've come to find there's so many channels and different facets to deaf that I wasn't aware of. So each week I like to highlight one. This week is the book club. So this channel focuses on a specific book for a period of time. It's always there in the information about that channel. And you can read with co-thinkers, like-minded folks, and highlight a different book and talk about it. So I think that's it for me, Mike. I think we'll kick it over to you for updates.
Right on. Thanks for doing that wrap-up, Mike. We have had a slew of events recently and upcoming. So I'll cover very quickly. In the past week, we had a virtual social hour for the New York City Agora. They got together on Zoom on Thursday night. And then last night was the factuality workshop. And we've been talking about that on the show for weeks. I've been foot stomping it, I've been very excited. And it was very powerful, exactly as anticipated. So factuality is a 90-minute crash course on structural inequality in America. And it's a hands-on facilitated interactive workshop. It was very well attended last night. Everyone there really leaned into the experience and participated and contributed. I am confident we will continue that conversation and find ways to turn new ideas into new action. And we plan to share a recap of the experience on our blog, so stay tuned for that. Also happening this week, happening tonight, in fact, in the Pac Northwest, our Seattle Agora is having a virtual happy hour, and they're combining that with a workshop led by Dan Manning of Human Intelligence, a Deaf partner organization. He's been doing these workshops virtually for our different agoras, and they each get just rave reviews. And this one is entitled Adversarial Creativity, What ISIS Taught Me About Adaptation. And I think that sounds fascinating. So that's happening tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific time. And then tomorrow is the first of our Cornerstone workshop series. So one of our members, who also volunteers, Jed, is putting together a series of workshops for the community. He is covering topics near and dear to entrepreneurs and emerging companies because he has a lot of experience there. And we know that there are many in the community who would benefit from those types of lessons. And finally, he envisions the series as a real tactical boot camp, specifically not high level, but rather much more practical, which I think will be really useful. In the first workshop, which again is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern, our guest, John Deschner, Managing Director at Condé Nast, will discuss digital marketing, the modern communications landscape, and how digital comms can set you apart and captivate your audience. Sounds like a really cool opportunity. And like I said, we hope the workshop will provide a tangible value to the members of our community and that they can put those skills to work in furthering culture change and innovation. And finally, we have a workshop coming up on August 4th as well for the XWork project. And we've talked about that on the show before. This is an effort on the future of work from the perspectives of technical capabilities and tool literacy and institutional culture, obviously considering the transition the workforce has had to make with COVID, with the pandemic. And the aim of this project is to deliver a tangible product to the national security community later this fall. So we've assembled actually a coalition of organizations alongside DEF for the project. And one of those coalition members, Rebellion Defense, is hosting this next workshop. So that's from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, August 4th. It will be virtual and facilitated, and the registration info will be in the show notes. So that wraps up the organizational updates I have, and we'll go to our second segment where we interview a guest, a different guest each week, which is my favorite part of the show. And this week we are bringing in a volunteer from the Midwest. His name is Heath Murray. Many of you know him already. He has been leading our efforts to plan and execute DEF 2020, our annual national conference. I love Heath for many reasons, one of which is his LinkedIn byline, his tagline, which is "Pay no attention to us, we're just a minor threat," and it makes me laugh every time I see it. And my first memory of Heath, I met him at DEF 2019, actually, the conference last year. It was the night before the big event, and we're there in the venue trying to set up and tie up the last loose ends. And the service elevator opens in the back of the venue. And just out of this elevator pour all of these Midwest volunteers who had just driven from Indiana. I'm talking about Heath. I'm talking about Mike Dodds, Sarah Miller, pretty sure Greg Sapp. Multiple people had just gone off the road and showed up, and they were lugging in gear and they were pitching in, helping out. And I love that memory of meeting Heath. He's always been super active and willing to do whatever was needed to help push the mission forward. So with that, I'd like to welcome Heath onto the show and hand it over to Mike for the interview.
Awesome. So welcome, Heath. We really appreciate you coming here. And yeah, we're definitely going to highlight 2020 and what's going on. So how you doing today, man? Guys, I think we still got you on the microphone. You gotta unmute it.
There we go. Sorry.
Yeah, there we go.
Work Zoom took over. Had to rename it.
Fair enough. Hey, so welcome. Thanks for coming here today. Usually we want to kick this things off with a little bit about you. So how long have you been with DEF?
So first of all, Mike, thanks for the kind words. We just met everybody and they're like, who are these people? Like, oh, we're from the Midwest. I'm like, all right, cool. I've been with DEF since July of 2018.
Very cool. And with that, how did you start? We all have such interesting stories, organic ways of coming about. How did you hear about DEF, start with DEF, and come to be with us here today?
So I love this. I love when people ask that. So my co-lead and best friend, Sarah Miller, she texted me and she's like, hey, me and your boss, also my friend Greg Sapp, are going to go grab a beer. You want to go grab one? We want to show you a group that you may want to join. And I'm like, okay, it's weird, but sure, I'll grab a beer. And so I go down there after work and catch up with them, and they're just laughing. And I sit down, grab the beer, blah, blah, blah. And Sarah just takes her laptop and flips it. And I see DEF, Virtuous Insurgency. I'm like, yep, I'm in. That was it. I was like, yes. Coming from a law enforcement background and then going to DOD, you know, just like everybody else, it's full of bureaucracy. And if there's anything that we can do, any group that makes me not watch a PowerPoint or that we can do to push forward actual results and change, I was in from day one.
Excellent. So I understand that you're an Agora lead out there. How long have you been an Agora lead?
July 2018. We started the first Agora in Indiana, and Michigan may have had one, but for the most part, Sarah and I were the Agora leads because there was nobody else. We did an event the first night in August, August 30th. And basically the entire audience was my family or my company and a couple others at a brewery. It was loud. Nobody could hear, but you know what? People came up and they loved it. And then we really got some good runway when our other co-lead Mike Dodd joined in April. And I think that's really when we started taking off and getting, you know, 50, 60, 75 people to our drinking things.
Those are some good numbers. I haven't been able to get out there in my region yet, but one day. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about 2020, the giant DEF 2020 event, our annual event. I understand that you're directing it. So what, as the director, what do you do, and what changes have you had to make because of all the intricacies of 2020 so far?
So as director, essentially the 2020 director position is just a title. You know, I signed my name on stuff along with Michael. The majority of this comes from the team. You know, it's everybody. Simply just a title, just another volunteer. And when something goes bad, it falls on me. When everything else goes good, it goes to everybody else, just like a good leader. But you know, the changes, obviously there's one big change we had to make. We were going from 3 days in Indianapolis to 1 day in virtual now. We tried to fight it as long as we could. However, Michael Madrid and Mike Dodd and I, back in early June, we finally had to make the call and say, hey, look, safety outweighs what we want. And we decided to pivot to virtual. And we started planning back in October 2019. My wife is an event planner, so we were working with Visit Indy. We had hotel blocks, venues, happy hours, local speakers, you know, just everything that, and we were talking, we were great. You know, this is perfect. We're right on track. And then COVID hit, as with everything else. And Michael and I talked and we're like, do we have it? Do we not have it? And we pretty much decided that if we chose not to have it, that's not very DEF-like. So we said no matter what, we were going to push forward and we're going to go virtual.
So with that going virtual, what does that mean? What's that going to mean for DEF 2020? And are there any similarities to the events we've seen in the past?
So with that, yes, a couple of changes are going to be different. If it's obviously going to go from 3 days down to 1 day. And we are working on, and this is every Agora has this option, is we're unofficially, officially calling it DEF 2020 distributed, is depending on your state, local regulations, travel bans, everything, that if you want to have a local watch party, we are encouraging that with your local Agora. We still plan on having that here in Indiana, we hope. But once again, science is leading the way on that, and we have to go forward. But we still plan on delivering great content, panelists, workshops. We have an awesome keynote speaker with Franz Johansson, international keynote speaker. And we are excited to, give people something that's not just another Zoom meeting, working pretty hard with production companies and other facilitators to make sure that it is as in-person and as deaf-like as the past conferences.
You know, that wouldn't be a bad slogan. Not just another Zoom meeting, DEF 2020.
That may be my next tattoo. I am right. I am over Zoom meetings.
I am too. It's interesting seeing how everybody adapts. The beginning of COVID, it was, hit this link. And now it's much more involved. Everyone's really becoming involved with the intricacies of running Zoom meetings. And I just love to see how everyone's adapting to this change. So other than the change going with DEF 2020, what's going on with your Agora lately? What's happening out there in the Midwest?
So we've kind of morphed into, we have, as Michael said, we've kind of grown into this anomaly where our Bloomington Agora has essentially, before COVID, we were standing up other Agoras, helping with Dayton, Ohio, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan, West Lafayette, Purdue University. We started working before COVID with a group in Kentucky, and then essentially working on our Indianapolis Agora as well. So we actually haven't had a Bloomington event since Christmas because we've been helping the rest of our Agoras kind of stand up, and that it just kind of flowed with it. We kind of have the title, the Midwest Mafia, and we are very proud of that, because if you go to a Dayton event, you're going to have everybody from Indiana and Bloomington and West Lafayette. If you go to a Michigan event, everybody from the Midwest is going to be there. And Midwest isn't necessarily a regionally locked. Jack Ryan from Austin made the trip up for one night to come to our Christmas party, our Christmas drinking thing. So he is by far the honorary Texas Midwest Mafia member. But yeah, that was really what we've been doing, is just trying to stand up our other Agoras.
So outside of that, all the work you're doing for DEF 2020, all the work for your Agora, what's your day job? What do you do?
So day job, I work for a small business DoD contractor, Artisan Electronics. I'm the IT and cybersecurity manager and business development. So a 50-person company with interns, we're at 59. And essentially, just like any other small business, I wear a lot of hats, pushing on contracts, partnerships. I'm not a very technical cybersecurity person. I enjoy working with other cyber companies and tech companies. So I do a lot of move-in shaking, which has once again been very adaptive in the last few months.
Yeah, and talking about adaptive, we've all had to adapt to COVID, and we've done that in different ways. And sometimes we learn something about ourselves. What have you learned about yourself? Any new skills, anything that during COVID has become apparent that you did not know before?
Yes, that I actually have to set office hours when I work from home. I get up pretty early, and my wife works from home 100%. And the first, like right when we started getting pushed off out of the building by state regulations, she's like, hey, just a heads up, I know you wake up early and you check your phone, make sure that when you do that, you're ready to start working, set office hours. I'm like, I'll be fine. So like the first 3 days, I worked from like 5:30 a.m. to like 6:30 p.m. and didn't even really know it. And I'm like, why am I so tired? And she's like, Heath, you've been working like 14-hour days. And I'm like, you're right, I do actually have to set office hours. So that has probably been the number one thing I've learned about myself, is I can't just wing it. I actually have to set those hours, or else I will work all day.
Yeah, I think those are those hit true. So yeah. I think that's something all of us are definitely going with. Outside of that, what do you do when you're not doing all of this? What are the hobbies that make you you?
Oh, I was waiting for this question. I'm a huge Dungeons and Dragons fan. I'm in three campaigns right now. I just heard my wife sigh downstairs. I'm currently writing two D&D novelizations of our campaign. So yeah, I like to read, write, play D&D. D&D has been my savior for this COVID stuff. So still two or three nights a week, I get together with some people and we get to play some campaigns. And outside of that, I like to golf. And you know, my wife and dog and I, we like to travel. Just kind of everything else. Collect comic books. I'm a pretty big nerd.
Hey, good on you, man. Good on you. I appreciate Nerds for Life. Anyway, so our final question, the last and most important thing we're going to ask you. We've asked this in the past when we have time, but it's a well-known fact that the most interesting people are always named Mike. So who is your favorite Mike and why?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. I have a mic right here on with us. And I got to go with the Godfather. You need stuff done, you call him. You know, I think he's the leader of the Midwest Mafia, just kind of hiding in the shadows, making things happen.
Very nice. And a solid Mike role model. So, hey, we definitely appreciate your time today. Thanks for spending time with us. Thanks for answering all our ridiculous and formal questions. And thank you so much. So with that, Mike, I think it's off to you to finish us up.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Keith, for coming on the show. Loved hearing about the movement mobilizing in the Midwest and everything you've been doing for DEF 2020. I want to thank you for spearheading that effort. It is a team effort, like you said, but you have been a great anchor and cornerstone to that team as we make that pivot from physical to virtual and as we plan an event that is, like you guys said, not just another virtual conference, but as interactive and as true to DEF's nature as we can make it. And I like your answer to Mike's silly question that I laugh at every time he brings it up on the show. But Mike Dodd, AKA the Doddfather, is a force of nature. So for those listening who don't know him yet, I recommend you connect with him. He's also the giving team lead. He volunteers at DEF in that role. And leads a team of volunteers who are charged with fundraising for DEF. So shout out to Mike Dodd, lots of shout outs this week. We'll wrap it up here. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We are absolutely sure there are even more things happening all over the community than what we talked about today. And that's because it's a vibrant community, it's a busy community, and everything is focused on positive culture change in national security. I've been your host, Mike Madrid.
And I'm Mike Pakoda.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. We love ideas and feedback, so feel free to send your thoughts to hello@deaf.org. For more great content and to stay in the loop about community events and activities, follow us on social media and subscribe to our monthly newsletter. Everyone plays a part in building the innovative national security culture we want to see. To find where you fit, just go to deaf.org/join. That's deaf.org/join.